Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio.
So I'm in Box Lunch the other day, which is the less aggressive version of Hot Topic, and I see a young couple walking around looking at things, and they're on the Animal Crossing section. And if you haven't played Animal Crossing during the 2020 world shutdown, you missed out on some good quality of life. But they were looking at the Animal Crossing thing, and there was a Gulliver backpack, which is a pelican that a seagull that actually washes up on the shore of your island. And the guy's like, "Man, that's cute, but Gulliver never does anything. He just lays on your beach." And I heard him say that a couple times, and if you know the game, you know that's not actually accurate. So I said, "Hey man, I'm really sorry to interrupt your conversation, and I didn't mean to be eavesdropping, don't be dropping no eaves, but I heard you say that Gulliver doesn't do anything." I was like, "Dude, you do realize that Gulliver is the one who gives you all of the statues and monuments and really cool things on your island, right?" He's like, "No, every time I talk to him, he's just asleep." I was like, "Yeah, you have to keep talking to him. You have to keep nudging him. I think you actually have to talk to him like 5 times. Before he wakes up. But then once he wakes up, he actually gives you a little quest, and then your island gets something cool and something new." And he's like, "Are you kidding me?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, that's how you get the pyramid, the Statue of Liberty, you know, all these things." He's like, "I never talked to him more than once." I was like, "Yeah, you gotta be a little more persistent, homie." And then, you know, I walked away and spent way too much money on my kids for stuff in that store. But the reality of it is, we treat God that way, where we ask one little prayer and we walk away, and we're surprised that he doesn't answer us immediately. Luke 18, there's this story called The Unjust Judge, and the basic idea is it tells us to keep praying and keep asking. Go back and read the whole thing of Luke 18. But in Luke 18, verse 7, it says, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" And that's the thing that we have to understand. If we truly want something from God, if we truly want to be more than just passing bystanders, we actually have to be willing to cry out to him day and night, to keep bringing things to him, not because he's stubborn, but because us going to him shows we're listening and care.
Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book.
I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.